This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of 27-year-old Matthew Dix, who was found inside a vehicle in Manila on Saturday as a homicide. The Sheriff's Office reports that deputies were dispatched to an area in the 1700 block of Victor Boulevard in Manila early Saturday morning. Once on scene, deputies found Dix inside the pickup truck parked in the driveway to a residence. It has been confirmed that Dix died as a result of a gunshot wound. The City of Fortuna has announced that city financial officers have capitalized on favorable market conditions to refinance $17 million in bonds. A $10.5 million wastewater bond and a $6.5 million water utility debt were both refinanced at lower interest rates, and that will save the city $3.9 million over the life of the bonds. The refinancing reduces the city's annual total payments by $300,000 per year, and City Manager Mark Wheatley said that refinancing was the right thing to do and the timing was right to do it. Last Thursday was the final day in the month of November, and it also brought to an end a fundraising effort by the Sheriff's Office that raised $2,500. Sheriff Billy Hansel and other members of the Sheriff's Office took part in No Shave November, and in order to skip shaving for a month, they had to purchase a $30 voucher. The money raised was given to the Boys and Girls Club and Humboldt CASA. The Sheriff's Office has been busy with fundraisers this fall. In October, the sale of pink hats for Breast Cancer Awareness Month raised $1,500 for the local Breast Health Project, and the Deputies Union kicked in $2,500 for that effort as well. The District Attorney's Office announced that 34-year-old Josh Markham was sentenced to 7 years and 8 months in state prison after he entered no contest pleas to felony forcible false imprisonment and witness dissuasion. Markham assaulted his then-girlfriend at a Garberville motel in September and then refused to allow her to leave the room. DA investigators later uncovered evidence that several of Markham's family and friends had contacted the victim in an effort to keep her from testifying. Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass has been elected as the first vice chair of the California Association of Counties Board of Directors. Bass is now second in line in the board hierarchy and will become the first Humboldt County Supervisor to serve as chair of the Board of CSAC when the rotation comes around next year. Bass will hand over the gavel as chair of the Board of Supervisors to Supervisor Ryan Sundberg for the upcoming year as well. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for local beaches. A strong swell will mean an increase in the size and severity of sneaker waves, and large waves will also wash across local docks and jetties. The warning will be in effect overnight and all day tomorrow. You are urged to use extreme caution if you visit beachfront areas. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.